It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. In a moment, we'll talk with Scott Presler here, man of the moment, as usual, in the thick of things. Nikki Haley's on the show tomorrow. I'm anticipating around 12:30 that she'll be joining us. And you can hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210 or call in. I know the hard feelings, but it's about winning. That's what the bottom line is. And here's a guy who's more about winning than anyone out there. That would be Mr. Scott Presler. Scott, welcome in and congratulations to be a new car owner.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So what happened here? We saw it. Dan saw it. You were streaming there out in York County, Presler country. Somebody, a car dealership, saw the value of this and did what?
So, yeah, some people on social media know. You know, I'm traveling across the Commonwealth and the country helping to get out the vote. And they raised some funds to help purchase a vehicle for me. So I went over to York to the Chevy Automotive, and I'm sitting in my new vehicle.
Ah, well, just
does it have air conditioning, Scott?
Yes.
Just one flaw in that, though. The election is still 8 days away. So what do you think? 100,000 miles or so you'll probably put on it, right?
I am ready. Today and tomorrow are the last 2 days of early in-person voting. And if you are not going to be in town on November 5th, then really, go visit your Board of Elections right now. Make a plan to go to your Board of Elections tomorrow. Because seriously, if you do not request a mail-in ballot by tomorrow, or if you have not voted in person, your only last option is November 5th. So I need everyone to please plan accordingly.
Yeah, and you were right, Scott. You called it over the weekend here. I'm not sure if you saw a big battle going on in Bucks County where they were only open 10 till 2, hundreds of people in line at even 1:30. They tell them, get lost, scram, we're not doing it today. And these are people we hope will come back or will go online or will do something. You think it's Al Schmidt. I think it's more, he has a part. I think it's the counties, though, like Bucks. And you've been centering in on Luzerne County. They seem to be overwhelmed also.
Well, Al Schmidt is the Secretary of the Commonwealth. It is his responsibility to make sure that the counties have what they need. And what I'm finding is counties don't have enough SURE systems. Counties don't have enough staff. Counties are inside of courthouses, meaning that if the courthouse closes at 4, then their offices close at 4. And so I'll tell you one thing. After we win this November, we're going to be working tirelessly to reform and make sure that elections in the future are not mismanaged the way that they have been in this election. It is causing voter disenfranchisement. I heard what happened in Bucks County, and I'm so sorry to everybody that was waiting patiently in line. But I think it should be like voting on Election Day. As long as there is a line, people that were in line by the close of office business should have the ability to vote that day.
Yeah, it would take a phone call to the commissioners to say we're going to need overtime here, or some of your backup employees. What do they do if someone's sick that day? And the Bucks County touts itself that they are good government, smart government. You're right. So, Scott, of course, the other thing on Friday, and then they started in on you on my Twitter, and I'm sure you were getting it. You put out a statement. What's your sense now of what happened in Lancaster County? I give them credit, but they're being a bit opaque at this moment. I'm not sure why. We have the commissioner coming on. I might be able to glean a little bit from him. With the 2,500, they're looking at 60% fraud rate, apparently.
No, this is a really big deal. Please listen to me, everyone at home. So Lancaster County uncovered a voter registration fraud operation that 2,500 voter registration applications were turned in on or right before the deadline, the voter registration deadline on Monday, October 21st. And so 60% of those have been found to be fraudulent. And they were found to have been connected to an organization that began operating in June. Many of the forms were dated in the middle of August, meaning that whoever turned these in to Lancaster waited until the last second to turn in forms that were dated in August. But there's more to the story. It's important that people get this context. So, the Democrats have been saying that that's me, and I just want to unequivocally state our early vote action. We turn in forms as we get them. We've never turned in more than 400 forms at a time. And I'm going to be at the Lancaster Board of Elections tomorrow. So if the commissioner, if anybody wants to have a word with me, I'll be there. I'm not afraid to tell the truth, and I'm not afraid to answer any questions. So I will be at the Lancaster Board of Elections tomorrow for anyone that wants to talk to me. And then furthermore, this is not only happening in Lancaster. I just read today, this has happened in York County, where I'm currently at right now, in York County. And then furthermore, this has potentially happened in Luzerne County, and this is very critical. I say this information. The district attorney, Sam, he must investigate the voter registration applications that were turned in by Beth McBride on the last day of voter registration, October 21st, at the Luzerne Bureau of Elections. So apparently what happened is she, according to manager Romilda Crocamo, turned in a numerous amount of voter registration applications on the day of the deadline that, listen, that were dated June of 2024. Huh. What else?
Well,
was
Scott, just let me ask you, in the interest of what we do here. So we know the woman who's the commissioner out there, the head of elections, is that you're saying she told you that, or is that out there in the media in Luzerne County?
That was announced by Romilda Crocamo, the manager of Luzerne County, that Beth McBride turned in those applications on the day of the deadline. So where I'm going with this is I don't think this is just Lancaster. I don't think this is just York. I think this is potentially even Luzerne that something has happened in, and I think maybe even Commonwealth-wide. And I think it is a dereliction of duty if the Secretary of the Commonwealth, Schmidt, does not investigate this. I think this is a dereliction of duty if the district attorneys per county do not investigate this. This is very serious. And imagine 2,500 potentially fraudulent voter registration applications in 67 counties. That could potentially steal an election. This is serious.
All right. We have that sound due to great producing here, Scott. Let's play it so that we can hear what you're saying. Before we do that, though, Scott, you said something else there. They did say at least two counties, the DA did. Do you have any sense, because I'm going to ask the commissioner this, Scott, at 1:30, why they would be opaque on this? Maybe they don't want to alert something out there, so they put it out there, but they didn't name the other counties or anything else like that.
Well, I think, you know, it's kind of like federalism. You're in charge of a jurisdiction. So Lancaster is in charge of Lancaster. And I think they're probably being opaque because they don't want to tip off the entities that they know who they are. And ultimately, when you're doing an ongoing investigation, you don't reveal all of your cards. So I understand that. But in the sense that this is potentially happening in other counties, like potentially Luzerne, I think that Lancaster has a vested interest to reach out to the DAs and other counties presenting what information they may have. So if other details are similar, then they could potentially begin, linking, is this an organized effort that happened in all 67? That is
yeah, and I like what you're saying, too. We hope to have Al Schmidt on the show tomorrow, Scott, and this is what I'm going to ask him. This is piecemeal. We need right now, tomorrow it'll be a week away, his office, which has more resources, and all that election committee, remember that, Homeland Security and everything else, with all those resources, they should be taking a look at anything big drop like this across the Commonwealth, because this could mean literally enough to turn an election of illegal voter registrations. Now, whether they still would go forward and vote, let me ask it this way. If they got through and they got that illegal voter registration, how difficult is it to vote and not get caught? Because you're an expert on this whole mechanism, Scott. What would you say?
I'd say once a ballot is in, it's almost impossible to have that ballot removed.
Okay.
Time is of the essence. So when you talk to the secretary today, I'd ask him, what is he doing in regards to Lancaster? What is he doing in regards to Luzerne? What is he doing in regards to the new information on York? And furthermore, what is he doing on the severe inability of these boards of elections to handle the in-person voting that's going on today and tomorrow? Tomorrow's the last day. I'm telling you right now, there is going to be a huge high volume of traffic continuing for the rest of today and tomorrow. He is responsible to answer these questions, because right now it is voter disenfranchisement that's happening. And I've even messaged the secretary, and he won't even message me back.
Sorry about that. Here is the person you reference who leads the – she's the election director. Is that appropriate out there in Luzerne County?
No. Well, here's the thing. Here's the untold story that makes this even spicier. Get this. So Romilda Crocomo mentioned Beth McBride, the person that dropped in all the applications on the last day of voter registration. Now, Beth McBride was the former acting director of elections for Luzerne County, but it gets even better. She was in charge when Luzerne County ran out of paper on election day in 2022. I don't know. I'm not alleging anything. I'm not saying anything. I'm just stating facts. She was acting director.
Let's hear what Romilda said out there in Luzerne County, Scott. Then we'll get your reaction.
The other thing that I want people to know is on Monday, Beth McBride dropped off and dumped a numerous amount of applications. Most of them were dated in June. And they were delivered to the Bureau of Election on the last day of registration. And one of those forms belonged in Monroe County. So there's all these things going on.
All right. So, Scott, thank you for that. We didn't see that anywhere else, so appreciate it very much. So what are you going to be doing the next 2 days as we count down to early voting?
I'm encouraging everybody to vote early in person. Go to your Board of Elections, request an in-person, on-demand mail-in ballot. Fill out a mail-in ballot application. They'll process it. They'll give you your ballot. You fill out your ballot. You turn it in person. This is especially for people that are you may be out of the state, out of the country. You may have a 12-hour shift. You may have kids. You may be taking care of an aging parent. All of those things, life happens. If you for a second think that you may not be able to vote on Tuesday, November 5th, you vote today. You go right now after listening to the Dom Giordano show, or you go vote tomorrow early in person, request a mail-in ballot to be turned in that day in person at your elections office. No excuses.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you so much. Anytime. Thank you for being involved in this right down to the wire.
Thank you.
All right. There is Scott Presler again, right in the center of the air. I was brutal on Twitter. Oh, your boy. What kind of jail cell is he going to have? All right. Let me give you the side question. We'll talk at 1:30 with the commissioner that we know out in Lancaster County, D'Agostino, who was with us as a Philly guy. I think South Philly, too. Why so opaque? Let's see what he can tell us about what's going on in Lancaster County with this drop. And you heard what Scott said. You know, there's allegations by the DA out there of at least two other counties. Who knows if it's more? This could be quite a multitude of fraudulent voter registrations, 10, 15,000, something like that. Think about how big of an impact that has in an election like this. All right, side question. I think it was Saturday. We had one of my favorite films, and it's so much better than the original. I'm calling it Terminator 2. I know it has another title from the original Terminator, which was okay. But Linda Hamilton in the second one is such a better character to me, and Schwarzenegger, such a better character. And you probably have a better menace chasing them than Schwarzenegger in the first one. So that is a better sequel. We're looking for a reboot or a sequel that's as good as, or at least good, as the original. It could be the fourth one, the fifth one in some of these franchises. So, of course, I think Godfather 2 is very superior to Godfather. I'll take that one off. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I got a few here. So, movie-wise, I will take Dune 2.
Okay, I knew you would. That's why I saved that. I saw that on the list.
Yeah, I mean, that movie is phenomenal. If you haven't seen it already, go see both of them. I'll take a person off the board. I'll take Billy Martin. I mean, every time he's in his
Spark here, it's like,
bring back Billy Martin.
You think he was better the second time around, huh?
Apparently someone did.
Her third year there, he won the World Series, so he must have been, and they brought him back.
Amorosa with Trump. They brought her back at least two or three times. Then she came back to pitch for him in 2020. Now she's out there attacking him.
Yep.
Oh, Paulie won't see him no more.
And there then I'll take a food, finally. I'll take light sour cream.
Oh, okay.
Better than regular sour? No way.
Oh, I mean, it tastes the exact same.
No, it doesn't. It's runnier.
Sure it does.
No, it's not. It's not
runnier.
Fluffy, like...
Oh, mix it up.
Okay.
So, Dom, on Twitter, I also included a replacement or new addition that's better than the original.
Okay.
A new addition, Dom. How about from the world of gaming, the Super Nintendo being better than the original NES?
Of course. I'm right up on top. Get right on that. I'm checking that out.
How about a movie, Dom? A movie that's better than the original. Back to the Future 2. Better than Back to the Future 1.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, see, Henry concurs there.
Oh, goodness. I can't even imagine. I tuned out of Back to the Future 2. I'm not sure why, I'll have to check again.
How about one we can both agree on, all three of us can agree on? High-definition television being better than standard-definition television.
Yeah, I would agree. Except if you're the person up close, like news people and all, oh, man, every mole, every little crack. I'll tell you, when you're in high-def, is this high-def here on YouTube? My God, the lights!
Yeah, we had a moment a couple weeks ago like that.
Yeah. It was bad. Okay. All right. I need more. Get the Tanner in here. 855-839-1210. That's the side question. Give me your reaction to Scott Presler. We're on top of it.
Mike Gibson, Caitlyn Jenner being a better reboot than Bruce Jenner.
Ooh.
How do you get that?
No?
No. No, Bruce Jenner was the all-American.
Calling to defend that one there.
Decathlon. Yeah, I'm not. That's an outside the box, though. Yeah. That's just to get some action going. Yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. Tomorrow, Nikki Haley, we're talking with their people right now here setting it up around 12:30, I think. You can send me questions or comments. This is a test, though. If you just go, I don't want to hear Nikki Haley, okay, you don't want to win. How many voters can Nikki Haley, by endorsing wholeheartedly Trump at an event in Pennsylvania, move? Let's say it's 1,000. Let's say it's 2, 3, which I think is reasonable in the end. Move them. You want every one of those thousands. That's how you win. 855-839-1210. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, let my people vote out there in Bucks County. You heard Jim Worthington that he talked to the congressman Pat Pavrek was quoted in Delaware Valley Journal about the mistake that was made. What can be done to open up these places to vote? Pat is the chair of the GOP Bucks leadership team. She joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pat, thanks for calling in today, and thanks so far. Things look great in Bucks County. Give us your take on what should be done here.
Well, I think the first thing they should do is allow the people that are in line at the close of the time that they're supposed to be open, let them vote, similar to what we do on Election Day. Right now, they're estimating how long it will take the line to get through. So I know on Saturday I was here at headquarters, they closed the line at 12 noon, but it was advertised 10 till 2. So people were coming in later and were told, no, I don't know what takes so long. Honestly, I've been told that they have one printer printing these ballots. I don't know if that's true. I'm trying to ascertain.
Yeah.
But I don't really know. This we put out, if anyone had trouble, to give us an email. So some people emailed and one gentleman called and one person said there's only one printer. I'm trying to verify that now, but they're really busy over there. I mean, it's like kind of, I hate to even stop and answer a question because we're so backed up. The lines around the building, it's literally coming down our side of the street now.
Yeah, but Pat, you know, these people in charge, and Al Schmidt's on tomorrow, but the county, Bucks County's an affluent, educated place. Bring in more people. When you see what happened, just extend the hours. Can't that be done?
Well, that's what I was asking, and I was told that the Board of Elections, which is the three commissioners, that's what they decided on doing, and they're not changing anything. I said, can't you extend it now? You see the volume. Why don't you say, okay, we'll stay till 4, or we'll let you get in line till 4. But they've not done that yet, and we only have one vote on that board, so I can't tell you, you know, what's going to get done. I know people are frustrated, and believe me, we're getting the phone calls here. I'm ready to just jump off the window.
I hear you. I mean, they ought to extend it to 10 o'clock tonight. Do you think it's a budgetary thing? Or if there's something, what is it they're afraid of by not extending it?
I don't think it's that, truthfully, Dom. They're so behind. And voter registration ended last week on Monday.
Right.
We had, like, they told me 9,000 voter registration apps in the queue. So that has to get done. Now they're getting mail-in ballot requests like crazy from people that just want to get a mail-in. So they are so deluged, they're working overtime, and people from other departments are coming in. It's volume that's generating all this problems, and that's why they say at 4 o'clock they cannot have people continuing to do voting because they have to address the voter registration forms, the mail-in ballot. They have to be ready for next week election day. They have to get all those books ready. I mean, there's a lot of work to get out.
Don't they have, like, other people they can hire or something? Yeah, isn't that what good government does in this? This is the most important. I would argue this is their most important function, to make sure that we come out of this with some semblance that everything was fair and as reasonably convenient as possible.
Don, I have asked this repeatedly. Since this has been taking place, can't you get more people from another department? Well, they're not credentialed to go on the SURE system. Then I talked to somebody that said the state will credential them, but then we don't have they don't have enough this. And it's just every time we seem to give a solution, there's another problem. And I can tell you, we are truly very, very frustrated by this because I see people standing in line here that I know they're not going to let them get into vote. And it's not. See, here's what they're telling me.
Yeah.
This is not a polling place. This is on-demand mail-in ballot. So they don't have to do like Chester County, God bless their Board of Elections, last person in line at 4 o'clock gets to vote. We're not doing that at any of ours, and I don't think the other counties are either. They're putting a stop and saying we can't get done. So therefore, if you're behind that spot in the line, you don't get to vote, and they're not letting them in.
And Pat, you know what this is? Same contention. You know this. I have with Philadelphia and all. Look, if I'm voting at, it's a polling place. That's why I think we should have eyes on. But this is even worse. If you're able to vote at, it's a polling place.
Well, they're saying it's on demand. This is you can't say it's early voting, Don, because if you say that to the person when you go up, they tell you, no, we don't do that here. We actually had a woman call me last week that went to the Lower Bucks office and said, I'm here for early voting. And they said, we don't have that. And the woman left. You have to say you're on demand.
Yes.
On demand.
So,
mail-in ballot.
We don't want to inundate
not really
you.
Voting.
Right. What's your advice to people that have been stiffed around this or whatever? What should they do?
I would say they should do everything in their power to get their body to that poll at some point, either here or Election Day. This is not going to stop us. This is not going to hinder us. They're going to make it more difficult. Okay, we're stronger than that. But if they're trying to deny these people to vote, and I think a lot of them are ours in this line,
yeah,
then I think
definitely.
I would do everything humanly possible. I don't care if I have to parachute into my polling place. Don't let them stop us. Because this movement is huge. Don, I got the numbers this morning for our registrations. We're now 5,700 more Republicans. Last
wow.
week, we were 3,900. This wow. is in 1 week. One week.
Wow.
People That's... are energized. People are coming. They want to vote. And God bless them. I hope they come out no matter what the heck they do to us across the street or with these lines and one printer or whatever. I hope these people realize that what he says, too big to rig. Get out and vote.
Thank you, Pat. To keep us in the loop, let us know what the producers know.
I'll be glad to. I'll let
Thank
you know.
Pat.
Sure.
Right.
Okay,
Thank
Dom.
You,
take care. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, it is the Trump vote, by and large, here. Because people have been encouraged to go there, get it done, and drop it in there so it's safe. All right, Ray D'Agostino is back with us. Philly guy in Lancaster County, one of the commissioners. And they're on top of something that's making national news. We'll see what he has to say about that press conference on Friday and where we are now. You heard what Pat said, though. Don't let them deny you. Yeah, these are more Trump voters than not. That's what's going on here. Hey, for years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements. After making their omega-3s a part of my daily routine, from supporting heart health to promoting pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Just listen to the recent comment from Carol. She says, triglycerides are at an all-time low. It increased my well-being, while joint pains and muscle aches have decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals. And now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the seven Rescue three choices. To get this special radio offer, just call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Or use the code online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Remember, use that code OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega 3 absolutely free. All right, big issues, big guests. We've talked with Ray D'Agostino in the past, a vice chairman, Lancaster County Commissioners, because they had some spat or another. I think it was the 2020 election. And carrying on this struggle, on Friday, they make news with the DA talking about this investigation ongoing over fraudulent voter registration applications. Ray joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ray, thanks in a busy time for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dom. Good to be with you.
Well, we got this information out, and not much since then. What can you tell us? And I realize, you know, there's all sorts of restrictions and things that are ongoing that you have to protect because this is an ongoing investigation. But Ray, tell me, what are your thoughts as far as what's going on?
Well, you're correct. This is an ongoing investigation. I've been in contact almost every day with our district attorney, Heather Adams. And I just got to give a shout out to our district attorney and her detectives. They have been just wonderful to work with. They have been working with our Board of Elections staff, digging into this. We need to find out who did this and make an example of them. This isn't just somebody making a mistake. This is a pattern of fraudulent voter registration applications. I can tell you that. She's already said as much. They're digging into it. We're going to find out who did this and should prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. There's about 2,500 voter registration applications in two batches that were dropped off that were suspect.
So two other counties, at least, I think she said two, but we've heard speculation of more. What can you tell us on that?
So we know for a fact that one other county has come forward. That's our neighbor to the west of us across the Susquehanna River, which would be your county.
Right.
Also in a similar situation. I'm not
Ray, let me ask you, do we know how many they think are fraudulent there in York potentially, or the batch, something like that?
It sounds like a similar number in terms of a batch. Now, I want to say that not all of these are fraudulent, but there's a good number, good many at this point. The district attorney has held off on saying any numbers at this point. But as of Friday, of the ones that we went through, we have a very exacting process. These 2,500 are being pre-screened and screened two times over by two different parties, our own internal Board of Elections staff and then the district attorney's office. And as of Friday, which was still rather young in the investigation, she had noted that of the 60% of the ones we had given the DA were deemed to be fraudulent.
When does this, you know, if you could, because the election is a week away tomorrow, Ray, give us some timelines here where you get a handle on this, that they'll be saying something more. I guess I'm asking, too, we don't know. Some speculation was that this is not political, one party or the other. Any thoughts on that?
Too early to tell at this point. That's part of the investigation. What I had said on Friday was that on the applications themselves, there's a myriad of, party changes or new party registration or new registrations in general, a change of address, all sorts of things. That doesn't mean that whoever's behind this has a motive that could be political. We don't know. We can't rule that out, quite frankly. So we're trying to, make sure that people understand where we are in the process. I also said Friday that, look, there are legitimate registrations in this batch. We want to make sure, and we are making sure, that any legitimate voter registration is going to get through and people will have the opportunity to vote. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's taking a lot more time on our part and having the district attorney's office work with us. But we can handle it. We've got, like I said, all hands on deck. We're managing that as well as the mail ballot process here, which, as of tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the Pennsylvania's version of early in-person voting will end, and then people, after that will have to get their mail ballot into the Board of Elections by 8 p.m. on Election Day.
Let me ask you that. You strike me as a very efficient guy, wanting people to be fair but able to vote. We're having a big back home, Roy, where you're from, right, in this area. Bucks County, inundated. I'm hearing Delaware County, not good either. And they're turning people away on Saturday. In other words, they were in their office plenty of time, an hour or two in advance, but they just told them, nope, we don't have any more people. We're closing at 2. You got to get out. What's the policy there? What are you doing?
You're in line. You'll be served.
Uh-huh.
You're in line.
Yep.
You will be served.
So all it takes is to pay people overtime to continue to work there, right?
We are paying people overtime. We brought in poll workers, as I mentioned earlier, who normally work at the polls to come in and help. We've got volunteers helping to answer people's questions, volunteers that are involved in our elections. And we have our own staff at the Board of Election, Board of Commissioners office helping out as well. This is the but we always say this, and we always mean it, of course. This is the most important election of our lifetime, and we need to act like that. So we are all hands on deck.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a fine example versus what we're seeing play out. The other thing, Ray, and you've been busy with this, maybe you didn't see this, Lancaster Online, I guess it's a newspaper there. I know they're tilt. They immediately were questioning why the DA would do this 11 days before the election. They actually went to Boward Spahr, noted liberal bastion here in Philadelphia, to say, this seems like she's trying to do something. I thought she did a job of keeping close to the vest things that you don't want to mess up any investigation, while also alerting us to this and alerting the other counties, essentially, in Pennsylvania to this.
That's exactly right. I read that quote, and I was floored.
Yeah.
I just simply could not understand or comprehend why anybody would say that. Yeah, I think, Don, you've had me on a few times, and I appreciate it. And your listeners may remember, I said then, and I will say it, continue to say it, we conduct elections here in Lancaster County with three overarching principles: integrity, veracity, and transparency. Everything we do must meet all three of those things. And I have, our staff deserves a lot of credit. We have the mindset here of vigilance. We have the mindset of integrity, veracity, and transparency. And so when something like this came up, they were able to immediately identify it and do the right thing. And we had a discussion here internally about, and with the DA, that what would be the right thing to do? The right thing to do is to let the public know what's going on, that the system works. We caught it. A, B, as you noted, that there may be others who are going through this, and it turns out there are. This is a large canvassing operation, and we have a duty. Can you imagine if we didn't say anything after the election, somebody says, hey, you knew about this but didn't say anything? No.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, even the Secretary of the Department of State, Al Schmidt, had said we did the right thing in letting people know that this is going on so they can be aware. We've also made sure that the Attorney General's office is aware, because who knows where else this may be happening. And the fact that other counties have caught this as well means that they're being vigilant as well, of course.
Yeah, it speaks to all of that. Got to get a new newspaper out there. I know it shocks people with the city and what you face there. Ray, for election night, give me what you may be worried about a little bit, if anything.
Well, we're ready here in Lancaster County. Our folks are ready. We've been planning this for quite a while now. So we've got a good game plan. And we'll execute that game plan to the best of our ability. We've never had a problem with getting folks to help out the election. I think some other places around the country are having a hard time getting poll workers, but we've not had that problem here, including for this election. So we're ready. It's the fear of the unknown. Ever since Act 77 was passed, elections here in the Commonwealth, I should say, have become more complex. We're running three elections at the same time. We used to have one election. You I've talked about this on your show. Look, for over 100 years, people came in to their polling place. They voted. If they couldn't get there, they got an absentee ballot. In a place like Lancaster County, that could be several hundred, a few thousand at the most. Now, we've got three different types of elections. There's that election. There is one we just talked about, the fact that you come in and get your mail ballot, vote it, and turn it in all at the same time. And there's scores of people doing that. That's another type of election. And then, mailing out the ballot and getting it back in and securing it and then opening up on the day of election. That's three distinct, complex, different types of elections. And I mention that because it's all happening in a compressed time frame, with some rules and regulations that the legislature put into place. Some of them are up in the air because the courts and others are having their say. And so you never know on the day of election what's going to come up, because ever since Act 77, there's something that's happened either before the election or the day of. And so it's the fear of the unknown, and that really is concerning, which is to say that I don't know what's going to happen. I think people are energized. My prediction is we have the most registered voters ever in the history of Lancaster County. We shattered our previous record. I suspect we're going to have the highest turnout we've ever had as well. People are energized. They want to have a say in this election. They should have a say in this election, and we're geared up.
All right. I'm counting on the Amish voting there, too. Just a note from Scott Pressler, we talked with Ray.
Yes, and I will say this, folks are wondering openly on social media, does this have anything to do with registering Amish? It doesn't. The DA put out where
right.
The canvassing operations were going on, and the Amish are not in those areas.
Well, it's got to check on that. Hey, by the way, do you like the film Witness, since you're out there in Lancaster County? I love that film. Love
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I think that ought to be a tourism for Lancaster, particularly the scene where Harrison Ford goes after the guy bothering the Amish. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, exactly.
Ray, do you keep yourself away from the grain silos?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. If you see Danny Glover coming with a shotgun, we know it's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, duck.
Yeah, duck. Thank you, Ray. Take care.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. Take
All
care.
Right. That is a great film. Put that on our, you know, you can't beat that. That's great work. All right. We're coming to your calls. Dan tells me that Suze Loves Jeffy on YouTube notes that the Doylestown Courthouse has a line around the corner. Yeah, we're hearing 2 hours there. You heard what he said very clearly, straightforward. That's why I asked him. If you're inside and you're in line, you're doing the mail-in ballot thing, you get there, you vote. See, out in Bucks County, I believe that these guys, Diane, come on the show once more for old times. And the Bob Harvey, Harv DeGrasse, I went by that yesterday. I was thinking of him. They don't want to give it up. They believe, and I think they're right, that these are Trump voters, by and large, who want to vote in person there with the mail-in ballot. They want the best of both worlds, which is correct. They want to bank the vote, get it on the board, so that nobody's chasing them, and yet they want to do it in person. Makes sense. We knew this was going to happen. We're happy that this is happening. Stay open to 10 o'clock tonight. Stay open to midnight tomorrow night. I don't know if you have until midnight. Well, you have until 5 o'clock. I mean, if you're in the office, have coffee and donuts. We'll get one of our sponsors to bring stuff over. We'll come over. It'll be like Bob Hope or something. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hey, cap off the NFL Week 8 with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Russell Wilson, I'm taking the under on the 1.5 passing TDs. Malik Nabers, over receiving yards. Yeah, that guy's good. Najee Harris, anytime touchdown. Maybe on that one. That's a parlay, though. Dan and Henry give them all the time. We'll give them during the week for other games. All you have to do is just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHD. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online, real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, it is Dom time. Coming up at 2 o'clock, we'll talk briefly with Sean Parnell and the mail-in balloting thing. And then I want to break down the Joe Rogan interview, which the last that I saw was approaching, and this is a while ago, 35 million views. Now, you know, that doesn't mean 35 million people. It could be more, but it's enormous. And these are people that are low propensity, disengaged voters, even though they might be engaged with how they want things to change. All right. So it was a big hit. As we thought, there were a lot of funny lines. There was some serious stuff on tariffs with Trump. Tariff, most beautiful word, more beautiful than love in the dictionary. Oh, man. But Rogan said some interesting stuff about Trump afterward. All right, we got the side question going on. Let me get one person on board before Sean Parnell, which is a sequel, something the second time around that's better even than the first. Fred in Bucks County. Hey, Fred, good afternoon. What do you have today?
How are you doing today?
Good.
All right, well, I got the Wrath of Khan.
Tell us why.
Because it was a fantastic movie. Ricardo Montalban was in it. He was fantastic in it. and it's also where you get your line, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. You know, Spock died in it. It was great. Great movie.
It was great because Spock died.
What's that?
I said, you said it was great because Spock died.
That's pretty big.
Not
yeah,
of course Spock dies, but Spock did die in it. I mean, you think about taking out a major character.
Yeah, that's
you
know, true. The major character. Hey, by the way, did you know that that's referenced in Seinfeld, too? Jerry tells the family of Susan, who was George's fiance, she's not dead if we remember her, like Wrath of Khan.
That's true. It's true. Yes, that's
good.
Correct.
All right, Fred. Good call. I like the style there. It's all in the call.
Well, it's Wrath of Khan, you know?
It's all in the call. All right. Sean Parnell's next. We'll ask him about where we stand mail-in balloting and advice he has on it. We hope to get Al Schmidt on the show tomorrow, but we will have, and I believe we're going to do it 12:30 tomorrow, Nikki Haley coming to Pennsylvania. She'll be on the show tomorrow. A lot to talk about. Mark that one down. Sean Parnell next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.